Letter 4.
September 2nd, 1794.
Fellow citizens, you are told that it will be intemperate to urge the execution of the laws which are resisted. What? Will it be indeed intemperate in your chief magistrate, sworn to maintain the Constitution, charged faithfully to execute the laws, and authorized to employ for that purpose force when the ordinary means fail? Will it be intemperate in him to exert that force when the Constitution and the laws are opposed by force? He answer it to his conscience, to you not to exert it? Yes, it is said, because the execution of it will produce civil war, the consummation of human evil. Fellow citizens, civil war is undoubtedly a great evil. It is one that every good man would wish to avoid and will deplore if inevitable. But it is incomparably a less evil than the destruction of government. The first brings with it serious but temporary and partial ills. The last undermines the foundations of our security and happiness. Where should we be if it were once to grow into a maxim that force is not to be used against the seditious combinations of parts of the community to resist the laws? The Hydra anarchy would rear its head in every quarter. The goodly fabric you have established would be rent asunder and precipitated into the dust. You know that the power of the majority and liberty are inseparable. Destroy that, and this perishes.